Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in a portion of the book of Genesis, chapter 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And let the fear of you and the dismay of you be on every animal of the earth and on every fowl of the heavens, to everything that the ground makes to creep forth, and to all the fish of the sea, into your hand let them be given. Every creeping thing that lives shall be for you for food. As the green herb have I given it all to you." Reading further from the word of the Lord in his second coming, a portion of Arcana Celestia 997 explaining the internal sense of the phrase we just read in chapter 9, verse 3 of Genesis, "Have I given it all to you?" That this signifies enjoyment on account of use is because it is for food, for whatever is given for food is for use. With regard to use, those who are in charity, that is, in love to the neighbor, pay no regard to the enjoyment of pleasures except on the account of use. For there is no charity apart from works of charity. It is in its practice or use that charity consists. He who loves the neighbor as himself perceives no delight in charity except in its exercise or in use, and therefore a life of charity is a life of uses. Such is the life of the whole of heaven. For the kingdom of the Lord, because it is a kingdom of mutual love, is a kingdom of uses. Every pleasure, therefore, which is from charity, has its delight from use. The more noble the use, the greater the delight. Consequently, the angels have happiness from the Lord according to the essence and quality of their use. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.